Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 12-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining. Drop, keep a screaming for more. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, it's too hot for any wine spolioli this morning. But anywho, we are here. I am here. Stu is not here, but he is on the magic of radio. He is over yonder somewhere in Sims, Alabama, and he'll be...
Hello, America, and all of the ships at sea.
Hello, Stu. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing aight.
Right.
Man, you could have just told everybody I was on a kayak in the middle of the Delta.
Oh, that's right. You are, aren't you? You are.
A lazy boy kayak.
Yeah, there you go. That's your nickname, lazy boy. So, anyway, so what you got going on today, man?
You got nothing.
Nothing.
At least he's not on a Coldplay jumbotron.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm already tired of that.
And everybody, but I got some funny stuff to post tomorrow, but I can't post it today because tomorrow's Meme Monday on you know the foodie site, so I'm saving it.
You know what today is though, don't you?
Sunday,
National Jump Day.
Jump.
Yeah, for skydivers.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good for them then.
Yeah, we saw that on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I always wanted to go skydiving when I lived in Nashville, but I had a big barrier.
What's that?
Not my fear of heights, but the fact that they had a weight cut off of 220 pounds.
Ah, I didn't know that. I didn't either.
The guys that my friend jumped with had that. It varies from company to company, but I'm told the higher the weight they allow to jump, the less likely you are to make it to the ground safely. So.
Well, look.
Until I lose weight,
I know the capsules you come back from space. I know they're more than 220 pounds. Maybe you need some of those NASA parachutes.
Yeah, that would work.
Or some of those parachutes they use in drag racing, you know.
Yeah.
So, but anything new on the front in Sims, Alabama? I see there's something new, and exciting coming there.
Looks you like. Thought about Big Mike's Steakhouse?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And for people who don't know, Big Mike's Steakhouse is throughout the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. The closest one being Orange Beach. A lot of people are familiar with the one there. But it started in Thomasville, Alabama, which is about the same distance from Sims as Orange Beach is.
Yeah.
And they do not go to the big cities. There's not one in Birmingham. There's not one in Montgomery. There's not going to be one in Mobile. And I don't know what the philosophy is, that they want to be just outside of the big towns to be a destination place, or if it's just simply the rent's always cheaper.
Oh. Okay, okay. We got some,
glad we're
something
cheap
going
rent,
on
though.
Going there. What's that?
Said, I'm glad we've got cheap rent, though.
Yeah, yeah. I went down with Roy the other day to the Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, man. There are some fine fishing down there this weekend, I'm seeing. And
did you bother to notice the upgrades on Cedar Point Pier? It's supposed to be open.
No, we were, you know, flying at the speed of light and down there. But I see a lot of works going on, and I know the pier was open this weekend for anybody that wanted to fish for free and no license needed, but, you know, for the rodeo. And then they'll resume construction after the deep sea fishing rodeos are with.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They're supposed to be adding a good deal more pier to it. and reinforcing some stuff, which was already a great fishing facility, but more room sounds great because it still gets crowded on that thing. There might be 200-300 people fishing some nights.
Well, when I was a young man, it was kind of rinkety, you know, worn yeah. from all the storms and everything over the years, but it was still a great pier and a great location. I saw people pulling all kind of big old fish out of that water there. And because, you know, you're right there by the bridge and there's a flow of water coming through there, and there's always some great fish coming through. I've seen your brother has caught some spectacular fish there.
Oh, yeah. He's been a regular down there for the past few years. Now, you know, the bridge separates Mobile Bay from the Mississippi Sound. Hmm. That bridge is the barrier between the two. And the Mississippi Sound is a neat body of water that stretches from there at the Dolphin Island Bridge to the Louisiana-Mississippi border. And it's everything that's on this side of the barrier islands, like Dolphin Island, Ship Island, Horn Island, all of those. It's a shallow body of water. The barrier islands keep it from having as much wave action on it. So it's really its own estuary, just like Mobile Bay is an estuary.
Uh-huh.
It's a neat environment there.
Okay. All right. Well, I see that it looks like record breaking this weekend, you know, of fishing down there. This is a busy weekend. There's barbecue places, barbecue cook-offs going on. I was invited to one. I just couldn't make it. I just had too much on my plate going on.
So to speak.
Yeah. Pun intended. But, man, I'll tell you what, I wish there was more of me to spread around. Maybe I need to get with David J. Maloney and find out how he got those clones done so I can get out and go to all the places he's been to.
Well, I'm glad you've taken the clone approach as to the just expanding the one larger approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking svelte these days, buddy.
I try.
Svelte.
Svelte, yes.
Wow, that's svelte. I'll have to look that one up.
Okay. Look that up. Look that up, will you? So what is your take on I know football season's just about here. And I know you got some good people lined up for this football season. It's only what, 6 weeks away, something like that.
Yes, yeah, about six weeks away.
Six, seven weeks away.
I need your help, buddy. Being an Alabama fan, you're probably more familiar with their schedule than I am. Is Alabama going somewhere this year where you're interested? Are they playing in Austin, perhaps, or someplace like that?
I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, because you know Auburn opens the season at Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
In Waco, Texas. First ever meeting, at least, you know, home and home. And I have gotten with Ali Khan from the Food Network. He did the series Cheap Eats, and he's a food writer in Austin right now specializing in cheeseburgers. He's going to come on the Sunday before the Auburn-Baylor game, which is a Friday night game since it's the beginning of the season, that Labor Day weekend where we have games Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Yeah. Auburn and Baylor kick it off. He's going to come on and tell us what the hot spots are in Waco, Texas, and about what the food culture is there. And then Auburn is going to Norman, Oklahoma for the first time ever to play the Sooners. And a good buddy of mine from old days at Hertz Rental Car is a, get this, he is a lady roller skate coach.
Wow.
Roller derby coach. Professional roller derby coach. He's going to come on and we're going to talk about places to go because I've been to Oklahoma several times. Highly recommend it. Went and saw Alabama play there, that historic meeting they had in the early 2000s. And a lot of the places that we hung out at don't exist anymore.
Oh, really?
So Ralph is going to come on. He's going to give us an update on where the places are to go there in Norman, or if you want to venture into Oklahoma City, which I highly recommend.
Okay. I've never been to Oklahoma.
In reality.
Unlike Three Dog Night, I've never been to Oklahoma.
Wow. That's a dated. You're definitely old. I bet your guest doesn't even know what you're talking about.
That's an old song, isn't it?
Yes it is. Who you got coming up?
I've got a guy, I think he's Well, we'll talk about it when I come back. 251-343-0106.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.
Mike Bailey, Stuart Reb Donald, devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
I want a big butter and egg man.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Just for our listeners, because I know we're going to have an extra amount of listeners at the bottom of the hour, we'll have our guest Lawrence Green coming on as our special guest this week. But right now, we have the Danny Calametti. Where are you at, Danny?
Well, I'm in between gigs. I'm at home, but I got the yin and yang to go to today.
Yeah.
So 1 o'clock, downtown Texas Street, down at the little Texas Street Park down there.
Yeah.
They got the Peruvian Food Festival, and I've never been to this, but I'm excited to go down there and try some Peruvian food. And see some of my Latin friends down there. You know, we got all kind of stuff gearing up for we got an Hispanic Latin forum next week, Friday. If folks are interested in learning more about what's happening in the Latin community here in Mobile, economic development-wise, there's an interesting forum going on down at the museum down there, the Museum of the Gulf of America or whatever it's called these days.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some interesting information at the Hispanic site, the Haba site online. But today it's all about food and festival and music and dance and all that. Free admission, 1 o'clock at the 540 Texas Street downtown. So that's the Peruvian Food Festival. They've been doing that for a number of years, and I've not been able to. I am going to go down there first, and then since it's right there off the interstate, I'm going to hop back on the interstate and head back west to this little place called Dauphin Island, Alabama, so I can catch the end of the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Tournament.
Okay.
You know, they got all kind of stuff going on as they're wrapping up that festival. They may have some food down there. They may have some music and all that kind of stuff. What's really interesting, and I don't know that folks know this a whole lot, but the folks from South Alabama are out there, and they do a heck of a lot of scientific research based on all the different fish that they catch. So all the fish get examined by the scientists down there. They do a lot of study about what's happening, good, bad, and ugly, in the environment around mm-hmm. here. So it's really interesting if you get a chance to get out there and look at what all those students and professors are doing down there as a part of the way station with the Sea Lab and with the Dauphin Island Deep Sea Fishing Rift.
One person that's really messed down there, I know it's got to be messed, is Dr. Bob Shipp.
Oh, absolutely.
He spearheaded that for so long and was always there, always a fixture there.
Well, and before him, of course, there was Roy Martin, who was there.
Oh, yeah.
So there's been a long history of hip deep scientists involved in that stuff. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Stu.
Yeah, Dr. Shipp had told me that the research that was done there at the Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo was some of the most important research going on in the entire world. That it told us more about the conditions of our oceans and gulfs than any other event on the planet, and that it was a singular importance.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that you know, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of activity going on, but it's important stuff too. And so people think about, they're catching all these fish and they're hurting the environment. They're actually protecting and doing research that helps protect the environment. So fishermen want to protect the ocean. They want to be able to go out and catch more fish.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's what they're all about. So that's today's activities, we always have a few things going on. Next Sunday, we have Simone French and the Troulet Troupe holding down the fort, literally, at our Sunday Sunset concert. That's going to be from 6 to 8. And Simone was just honored again as one of Mobile's jazz from Lanyap as the jazz musician of the year or whatever that trophy actually said.
She is awesome. Awesome.
Oh, she and she does a great job. And the Troupe Troupe is a great backup co-band with her. They just it's just a great time. And for anybody that hasn't been, you know, the fort, it's all of $5. You get to bring your lawn chairs, your adult beverages, your kids, your puppy dogs if you want to bring those. You can bring some snacks and food. The acoustics within Fort Gaines are fabulous.
Can I bring my goldfish?
You can bring your goldfish if you want. Cats probably would not do that well in that environment just because. But otherwise, bring whatever you want to bring.
Okay.
There is some shade available.
I was going to bring my goldfish in a little goldfish bowl.
Yeah, and the cats would love that.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There is shade available in some spots, so but you also can bring your beach umbrellas if you want to do that. But it's a great – and it is a rain or shine event because the good folks with the town of Dauphin Island have built a nice community center. So okay. Rain event. We had to fall back to the rain event last month with our Modern El Dorados concert, and that's another great facility. So rain or shine, be down at Dauphin Island next Sunday for Simone French and the Troupe Troupe. And then we're not through with food events. August 23rd, we've got the third annual Gulf Coast Tailgate Challenge. This is going to be at the Wharf. It will be a World Food Championship event. So this was going to be for sandwich. So it can be for our competition dish. And we've got a broad definition of sandwich. Basically, anything you can put between two slices of bread. So if you want to call your hot dog a sandwich and give us the best hot dog you can, or if you want to do tacos or wraps or whatever you want to turn in as your competition dish, for sandwich, you're welcome to compete. We got about 10 teams already registered. We're expecting to have in excess of 20 competitors for this. But there's also a people's choice element to that. So the people's choice side of it, still tailgate-oriented, but it doesn't have to necessarily be sandwich. So we want folks to come out. It's a celebration. It's the last weekend before SEC football. So if you're getting geared up to tailgate and you want to practice what you want to tailgate, come out and put your best tailgate food forward and let the folks sample it. And there'll be a people's choice, not only for the best food out there, but also for best decorations and cheerleaders and all that kind of stuff. It's for a good cause. It goes to the Chamber's Education Fund. There's always – we've already got a handful of new teams that have signed up. We'll have some of our tried and true competitors that are in there. From a World Food Championship competition side, the World Food Championships are a month early this year, so this is going to be one of the last competitions that teams can qualify for to win a golden ticket if they haven't already got one. So we're expecting to have some good competitors coming in trying to get that last spot in for the World Food Championships in Indianapolis. It's going to be a good time. And it's, you know, the chamber does a great job. It is at the Wharf. It is August, but we'll have some tents available for people to cool down. We'll have some liquid refreshments available for folks. We'll have some misters or some fans or some other ways for people to get cool, and all that type stuff and stay hydrated. So it'll be a good time.
So hoagies would definitely be included in that, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. If it fits between two bread, two pieces of bread.
I'm on a hoagie kick lately, man. I love hoagies.
Now, does it have to be?
I would argue that a pizza is an open face sandwich.
You fold it.
That's kind of what he's meaning. Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. You can argue that, Stu.
What about a lettuce wrap? What about a lettuce wrap?
Let us not think about that.
Oh,
be bread involved.
That's a good. That's a good answer. That's a good.
We need a drum. I like we need a answer. Drum.
Anyway. Yeah. So there you go. All right. So you can find out more information at mygulfcoastchamber.com. That's where all the registration information is available. Tickets for the public are $20, and you get 10 tickets to sample. And you can buy extra tickets if you want to do that. Proceeds all go to a good cause. And then teams can find out their registration information. I'm responsible for answering any questions about team competitions and all that type stuff. So if you have any questions, want to know about competing, you can reach out to me at my email at danny.alabamacoasting.com. We'll have some information at Alabama Coasting as well on my Facebook page. But the registration information and all that is mygulfcoastchamber.com. That event's August 23rd. We'll have some information about the Dolphin Island Sunset Concert. We'll have an event page up for Simone French and the Troulet Troupe.
Cool beans.
That's going to be great.
And, sounds great, man. Sounds great.
Yeah.
And you got all that anyway, in just in time.
I'm working on it.
You're good with your timing. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Y'all take care.
When we come back, we're going to have Lawrence right. Green.
Summer nights, warm rolling sea, and all my dreams, somewhere I'd lost them, Mobile Bay, Magnolia Leaves.
For more than a decade, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't smoke, I don't shoot.
You know we will, don't you? Hey, Stu. I got a special.
Hey, Michael.
I got a special guest here in the studio, and
I know that, Michael. And do you know why I know that?
How you know that?
Because I am watching Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu live on YouTube as we speak.
Oh, really? That's awesome, yeah. Man. I wonder if our listening audience knew that. If they could do that.
Oh, yeah, they probably didn't know I was doing it, but I'm sure they knew that they could do it here or on Facebook. They can watch it live.
That Facebook, too, yeah. That's right. Yep. That's right.
Facey Spacey.
Well, Stu, I have Lawrence Green, and, you know, we've had a lot of guests in the past, all different types of guests. We've had guests talk about barbecue and use the S word. Accidentally, and when the FCC was upstairs. So, but I don't think I've had more comments off Facebook on Messenger about any of our guests except until I announced that we were going to have Lawrence Green on. And Lawrence is like a food critic in our area. And, you know, we had Stafford Strutter on, and Stafford, if you don't know, he's out of Drew, Mississippi, and he does the gas station tailgate review, and he's got, I think, over a million followers, doesn't he, Stu? Or a million people
like that.
Look at his post, but he goes all over Southeast, goes into a gas station, gets their food, comes out to the truck, and rain or shine, he's out there in the rain, giving his review of the gas station, and then he'll rate it.
Right.
Now, I think he stopped rating it, but he's getting more and more popular. But he's got a heck of a thing. And tell our audience who you are and what you do.
Lawrence Green. I'm a food critic now. At first, I was just creating content, just trying food for fun. But I just started. I wanted to start doing like local. I'm from Baldwin County. So I wanted to just go do, like, local restaurants that don't get that much publicity and just try them out. Or just, like, historic places in different neighborhoods. You know, people send me a lot. So I just wanted to go and try them out and see for myself. And then give people that was wondering the experience.
What your experience was.
Right, my personal experience.
Yeah, exactly. You are a food critic now because Martha Stewart said, if you write a book, you're automatically –
An expert.
Okay.
So you've written a book?
No. That was what Martha. So what she's saying is, if you get out there and have an opinion, and see, also in my industry that I retired from, the wine business, Robert Parker went on his honeymoon to France, and he went and tried because he's a lawyer and he from New York, and he had a lot of money. Mm-hmm. He got to experience a lot of wine tastings, you know, in France while he was there, and he developed a love and passion for wine. So he started telling people what he thought, and then he became the wine advocate, right. And then he started aficionado magazines and all that. And he's the one who created the scoring system for wine. And all it is his opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's why I want to stress to people here that this is your opinion.
Right.
When you get out there and you do this. So what made you, what influenced you to start doing it now again?
Well, I've always been like an animated eater, like what you see on the videos. That's I do that by myself. But what really started me doing the videos was, you ever heard of a guy called Les Barbecue?
Les Barbecue, no.
He got a big following on the internet, but he does barbecue.
I will after today.
Yeah, he does. Like, he got famous for barbecuing, smoking oxtails.
Okay.
So you can buy them. He ship them to you, whatever, whatever. So I finally tried them. I've been his fan for a while, and I was like, you know what? I'm a film this. So then I filmed it, posted it on TikTok. It got like close to 600,000 views on the first one. So then, from then on, I was like, "All right, well, I'm just gonna keep doing
it. Keep it rolling,
right? Yeah.
Why not?
From then on, I just kept going.
What platforms are you on?
I'm on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. My biggest following is on Facebook, between Facebook and TikTok.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many a week do you do? Or how often do you do a place?
I really try to do like four a week,
mm-hmm.
at least.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
And you must have to go work out, because you look pretty good in shape. You're like, you're in shape.
I need to work out, but no, I haven't been. I've been slacking. I guess I'm just getting lucky.
Well, watch out now. As you get older, slack comes easy. It's easy to get. So look at Stu.
And some of the stuff, you know, as like my most recent review, it didn't get eaten. You know what I mean? Sometimes it don't work out that way.
I think I know which one you're talking about. A lot of people, most of the people that I got comments from to ask you these questions, they said, you know, when you have a problem with your food, I know you're always in your car, and you go to sit in your car and you review it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go back in and speak to the owner, the manager, or something, and say, you know, here, I had a problem with this, or this was great, or?
No, I don't. Not really. Okay. I don't, because I haven't yet. I honestly like to come in. I don't want to be known when I come in, and I just do. I want to get the food like anybody else would get it. Because mm-hmm. I have had people offer me stuff, or like try to give me something for free. I really don't want anything for free, because I'm doing it for the people that's watching.
Well, stay there. We need to do that. We need to get free food.
Right?
And we need to start doing this. Get free food.
We're not reviewing, Mike. We are I mean, seriously, what we do on the show is more of a chamber of commerce type thing. We're mm-hmm. celebrating. We're not reviewing.
We like to celebrate.
Yeah, my reviews are far harsher than what I do on the show.
Right.
And when you don't get when we don't talk about your restaurant, it's for reasons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And we look for the good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our show does. But somebody asked me that question. Does he go back and say something to somebody? And because I know when I'm eating in a restaurant, I had a good friend, Gus Ravanas. He ran a restaurant downtown Mobile, and he's over in Biloxi now. Got a great restaurant over there. But he
loved Gus.
Yeah, Gus is a wonderful guy. He is a great, wonderful guy. He told me, he sat me down when he was closing. He said, "Mike, what did we do wrong? What was it?" And I said, "Well, I'll be honest with you. This is what happened when I ate there." And he said, "Why didn't you tell me? You're my friend. You should have told me." And I should have. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lesson that day. I said, I should have told him about these issues instead of keeping them quiet. And so from now on, I do talk to my customers. I deal with little restaurants. I'll tell them and say, or even if I don't do business with the people, if I'm in there and I said, I was somewhere the other day and my ribs were cold, and I asked them for some hot. I said, well, they kind of taste delicious, but they're they were cold, and so she brought me some warm, hot ones out, and they were really good, you know. So that made the difference. And you just speak up, say something. But now somebody asked me that question about if you ever go talk to them. So, what's been the best place so far? That overall, what's the high score you've given somebody, or best review you've given somebody?
I think Wingsville in Chickasaw.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably my favorite experience overall.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the place right next to them, Sweeties. I did like that place.
Now, what is Sweeties?
It's a soul food. It's like
ooh.
They got some good food in there. Yeah, I liked it.
You can look at me and tell I like soul food.
People ask me, like, what's the best barbecue or what's the best. I was like, some stuff I don't think I really had enough to say what's the best, but those two places for sure are two of my favorite places.
Okay. I've been to. How many restaurants do you think you've reviewed so far?
Over 100.
Wow.
See, it really picks up speed after a while, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing it?
About 6 months.
About 6 months. 100 in 6 months.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yep.
You must go work out.
Lawrence.
I need
Go ahead, Stu.
Yeah, Lawrence, like you, I'm a content creator. I do the content for the online presence for Sip and Chew. Plus, I have a channel called Delta Safari, dedicated to just life on the Mobile Tensaw Delta. Mm-hmm. I have a suggestion for you because we're always looking for new content, right?
Right.
Redemption. Do a redemption series and go back to places that you flamed and see if they've turned it around.
Right. Yeah, I could do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
To see if anything changes.
You're going to hit that wall eventually where you're like, what do I do now?
yeah. Well, I'm going to a different city, eventually. But,
yeah.
And I just thought about that when you were saying that. I forgot that I'm thinking about Mobile. I have done, I do Baldwin County, too. Have you ever heard of King Fisher?
Yes.
I really love that place. I just wanted to mention them, too, because I did really like that place. But
I still haven't been there yet.
It's good.
I got a destination for you in Atmore if you haven't been yet. Try Gather.
Gather?
It's phenomenal. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's another place some people have been trying to get me to go called Who That Seafood or something like that. Who That. It
like,
looks like
the Saints.
Yeah, it's got
Who
That. Yeah.
Where's that at?
It's in Atmore.
Oh, I don't get up to Atmore that often. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Gather.
It's not that far a drive either. It's like 45 minutes from downtown Mobile.
Yeah. Right.
Gather. I'm going to check them out.
Are you going to spell your last name with an E or is it just G-R-E-N-N?
With the E.
G-R-N. G-R-E-E-N-E. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Three E's, just not in a row.
Right.
Thank you.
But are you going when you conquer Alabama, are you going to like get over into Pensacola and Mississippi Gulf? There's a lot of places
Pensacola,
for you to review.
I think Pensacola would be my next one because I wanted to do like places closer first before I start going to big cities.
Oh, absolutely.
But I've been looking. I've been having my eye on Pensacola. I think that's going to be the next tour while I go and do like
great food scene over there. Great food scene.
Oh, it is. Downtown Pensacola is just beautiful.
Good they stuff put a lot of money too, dude.
Oh yeah.
Biloxi is putting a lot of money into their downtown area, and so is Pensacola. They're really doing a lot of great stuff over there. Ocean Springs,
hot dog place over in Pensacola. That man, I can't remember the name of him, but the hot dog is just. I'm not into hot dogs, but downtown Pensacola hot dog. That's all I can tell you.
Have you reviewed any hot dog places?
No, not real hot dog places.
Well, I know you when you go in, you get several different things.
Mm-hmm.
Several different things. Oh, I'm sorry. 251-343-0106. Hey, if you got a question for Lawrence, call in or comment. Over you, Alabama, you lose your blues. Sights stand there, you want to see, including a brand new Dolphin Island Beach. Mobile, Mobile, Alabama, Mobile. Mobile, Alabama, Mobile, Mobile, Alabama, the place that means the world to me.
They are the dynamic duo of dining. Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Stu, you got anything?
Yeah, Lawrence... This is a question that I've gotten a lot as a reviewer and a food travel writer, that whether it's restaurants you've reviewed or just in other aspects of your life, is there one single dining experience that stands out above all the rest?
One single dining experience?
Whether you're reviewing them or not.
Yeah.
I have to think about that. I can't really think about one right off the top of my head right now.
I've got one that, in a weekend in New Orleans where we ate at Emeralds, which was phenomenal. We had brunch at a place called the Jack Rose, where a buddy of mine, Wes Nevin, was the brunch chef. Mm-hmm. And it was just the most spectacular meal from beginning to end. Lots of flash, lots of surprises, but everything still at its core was just phenomenal food. And it's one that sticks out in my mind. It's one of the best meals I've ever had.
Right. I think I've been doing so many lately. I think this kind of like
all run together.
Yeah, it's all a blur.
Like, yeah, right now. And I haven't sat down. I've been, you know, getting in and taking it to my car, so I can't really think.
And you have a full-time job, too, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Okay. You say that, Stu. One of my best – I've had several been in the wine business. I've eaten a great dinner, 4.5-hour dinner at a castle in Courts, France. I've eaten in beautiful vineyards outside of Argentina, Mendoza. So I've had some great meals. But here in the U.S., I'd say Le Moyne's downtown. And Mr. B's Bistro in New Orleans is a great experience for. I went and saw Phantom of the Opera years ago. Yeah. But we got a text
Emeralds
message.
Emeralds wasn't bad either.
We got a text message question, right?
Yeah, Jesse asked via text, Lawrence, who do you pick? Basically what he's asking is, do you go to the most popular first, or do you go to the off-beaten, the unheard of?
The off-beaten would be my first choice. The unheard of places that somebody was like, you look them up, they got 700 followers on their page. That'd be my first choice. Because I feel like them the ones that need the review. Like,
yeah.
People, they may not...
You're unheard of.
Yeah, they don't nobody know. And most of the time, those are where the good food is. You might go there and then I eat it and like it. It may change their whole deal.
And most of those are mom and pop.
Right.
So they're local and they're mom and pop just trying to skid by.
Now, let me ask you, when you go into these places, are you wearing your referee outfit?
I don't.
You put it on when you get out in the car.
Yeah.
What does it symbolize?
I'll tell you how this started. I started doing the food reviews. And you ever heard of Coach Brown's Barbecue?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Still haven't been by there yet.
I went to Coach Brown's Barbecue, and I had an idea. It was Coach Brown's Barbecue. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a referee in the video.
Oh.
And then I just started doing it ever since then.
That's what cool,
people
sir.
Liked it, and I just kept doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Clever.
Yeah. I love that when you do the flag. But now, when you hold the food up, you say something.
Oh, I say, don't just look at it, have some.
Hey, huh.
Yeah,
like,
huh.
Like, is that now, when you say huh, it's like, huh. Like, huh. Have
yeah, like,
some.
Here, yeah.
Did your grandma or somebody say, huh? So my grandmother, what country people have all kinds of sayings.
Right.
And they used to cook lunch and then leave the food on the table and throw a cloth over it, and then we'd come back and eat dinner that night from the, you know, it wasn't
covered
warmed
from the
up,
flies.
Covered from flies or whatever else.
Yeah.
But that's old
so
country.
Is it, huh or here?
Huh.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Huh, like I'm saying,
Georgia,
here.
Yeah, yeah. Up in Georgia, everything is here.
Yeah.
You know, come here. Yeah.
And it's something, it's just an unconscious thing. It's not
you unconsciously, you did that.
Yeah.
Say, it won't be now.
Right.
I'm going to be, huh. People are going to be doing, huh.
Hey, I see people in public all the time, and they're like mimicking me. They do the little things that I do. They'll say it to me. I see somebody randomly. And sometimes,
if you had any idea how many times we've had provolone yelled at us.
I was in a town, that area south of Atmore, at a Piggly Wiggly in a parking lot, and somebody hollered out, provolone at me. I was talking to a manager of the store, and he goes, what was that about? Oh, you don't listen to the show.
Right.
That's right, Stu, you're right. I had somebody happen this past week at a restaurant over in Fairhope. So, but I've enjoyed your reviews, and they're entertaining. They can be critical. I mean, some of them can be harsh. They really can. But that's your show. Mm-hmm. That is your show, and you do it the way you want to. And as long as you're growing,
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like it is.
But yeah. I right like the idea him. Stu said about a redemption review. You would go back.
Yeah.
And I'd probably put some dark sunglasses on when you go back.
I know, right?
People starting to recognize your face.
I have to send a family member in there to get it from me. But I would definitely
wear one of those big red, white, and blue wigs.
Take me, yeah. Stake me and Stu with you one day.
Yeah, I'll let y'all go in there and get it. But you know, being harsh is never my objective when I go. It's like sometimes it's like even my most recent one. It's like I started out like trying to be, but then again I got to be, because if I'm playing the fence or I'm in the middle, somebody's gonna go and try it based off of what I said, and then they're gonna be like, "You lied. You said this, and it wasn't."
You're just trying to be objective there.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't say it. Like, we have to say, you know, the studio has to say, you know, these are our opinions. They're not necessarily the opinions of the guest and the management of the station and stuff like that. That's right. Your opinion. That was your experience that you had.
Yeah.
And you can't be faulted for that at all.
Exactly.
So, no one should ever be faulted for being honest.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
See, I don't like Yelp. I can't stand Yelp because people hide behind their comments. Yeah. Somebody made a comment about me. I wasn't even at work that night. And come find out there was another restaurant by the same name in another state, and they were talking about that one. And then people got upset with me because they thought it was me over there on my laptop eating brisket. We didn't sell brisket.
Yeah.
We didn't even have brisket on the menu. And I wasn't even there that night. I was at a concert somewhere. Right. So it wasn't a Coldplay concert, though.
I was going to say, you never about to say, no, you'd have to be pretty thick-skinned. I mean, that's, you know, as a reviewer or as any kind of person offering their opinion, have you had any kickback from that?
I have. I have had a lot of positivity. A lot of people agree, but you do have every review people that get really, really offended. About it, especially when it's like a staple in the community.
Yeah.
Like when it's something like, because that's what may bring me there, because it is a staple, then I get it and my expectations are high. Then you get something that's like,
oops.
Yeah. This ain't it. And I'm going to say what it is. And then I do get some hateful comments on some of
these. But on your posts, I'm sure you have a disclaimer too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I do it, I'm not being like, it's not like, a bunch attacking. Of profanity, or like, I'm just exactly saying, hey, this is, it tastes like this.
It is what it is.
Right, yeah. But
yeah, so as long as you hadn't had any hits put out on your, right. You know, your.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing good so far on that end.
That's why he has a camera, ladies and gentlemen.
I've just enjoyed them, and at first I would go, what the hell? You know, because there was a group of guys coming through town, and they were, you're reviewing different restaurants and I didn't know. Then you happened to come along and people said, what do you think about that guy? I said, I really don't know. I haven't watched his stuff yet. Yeah. And then I started watching, but what caught my attention was the referee jersey.
Yeah.
And so that I said, well, this is funny. I like this. And right, you throw the flag and
a little humor with it too.
It was Coach Brown Barbecue, huh?
Yeah, Coach Brown Barbecue.
I haven't been there yet. I've got to go. I like to try to at least eat one barbecue place a week. So.
I'm still looking for some really good barbecue.
It's out there. It's out there. After we get off the show, I'll tell you something.
Okay.
Is that it, Steve?
Kensaw River. So.
You're pretty much it. And where can they find you again real quick? On
Lawrence Green with the E at the end of Green on all platforms, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Be honest with your opinions. Don't go to Coldplay concerts. And all else, we always say at the end of our show, we go, provolone.
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 Perhaps a bottle of rosé instead.
I'm out.